Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everybody. I'm Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. Hi, Carlene.
Hi, Jill.
We are reunited in the basement of my condo building.
Reunited and it feels so good.
It does. We are here to deliver the damn good products, best of fall, with a bit of a twist, I would say.
Yes, that's right. We had so much.
Yeah.
Like my list was longer than I could possibly talk about in this one
I
session.
Know.
So I put in a special request to Jill and said, can we make this a two-part special?
Definitely.
Because fall 2023 is just bonkers for beauty.
There's so much happening. Right? So today, you're going to be sharing with me your favorites.
That's right.
And then in a couple of weeks, I'm going to share with you my hashtag damn good favorites. So we're splitting it up like a bit like Carlene's the star of the show today.
Oh.
And then in a couple of weeks, I will be the star of the show. And, you know, we were just in Los Angeles. Carlene was on that panel at Create and Cultivate. You crushed it, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Jill crushed it. She was the Kris Jenner. Like you guys don't even know. Okay. Because Jill does broadcast television and she has someone on her team who I don't work with. She works with independently. And that person is like her hype person and helps her get like her sound bites down and, you know, everything's memorized. So Jill did that role for me. So in the car, I was repeating things like over and over again. I'm telling you, that was a great, like high five.
Yeah. Yeah. It really helps because it's one thing I always tell people when they do speeches or do TV or do a podcast and you're going to be a guest. Yeah. It's like, you don't want to sound rehearsed, but you want to sound prepared, especially if you're in front of a live audience like you were.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a totally different feeling. And so, you know, what you want to articulate in your head, but you have to say it out loud.
Yeah.
Say it out loud to a mirror.
Totally agree.
Like, even if there's nobody around you, just... And time yourself because we all ramble when we get nervous.
Absolutely.
And you need to just get it down. But you crushed it. Congratulations.
Thank you, honey.
And it was a very exciting panel. It was all about what's going to happen in 2024 and beyond. And we met some new friends there. And we also did tons of other cool interviews while we were in LA.
And by the way, thank you to everyone who did come up and say hi to us at Create and Cultivate because I loved meeting people in person. It's been so long since we did that, it really made me want to do some sort of meetup somewhere at some point. And I just really enjoyed that. So thank you.
Let's not keep the people waiting. Carlene, I feel like you should give us a bit of a roadmap, a sneak peek of what you're going to be talking about today, because I don't even really know.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's funny. We were talking about the Create and Cultivate panel.
Yes.
And we were forecasting 2024 trends. And I know we did an episode about this as well. And I feel like we're starting to see already those things that we've been talking about and throwing to these like 2.0, like better technology when it comes to makeup and more makeup that mimics professional treatments.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I caught my eye and what I focused on and what I'm really excited to talk about today, because generally every fall we're like, we're really excited because in the fall, coming from the magazine world, right? The September issue comes out, it's banging, it's 950 pages if you work at Vogue. And like all the big launches come in the fall and they're pretty and that's exciting. But today, I think what I'm going to be talking about are products that work harder and really work better. And that's what I'm excited about is the innovation in the actual formulas.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to be hitting you with palettes that I think are really next level. And palettes are back, baby. I'm going to be talking to you about those lip plumpers we've been teasing for so long now. Mm-hmm. I tried a bunch of them, a bunch. Okay. And I'm going to tell you which one came out on top. The mascara for fall that I think is really rocking. And my favorite concealer.
Love it.
Is really funny because we did that big episode with Jamie Makeup on concealer.
Yeah, it was one of our most popular ones this summer. Go back and check it out. It was like, are you using your concealer the right way?
The right way, yeah. And she's fantastic. And it's funny because I hope I don't go on this many tangents going forward. But Jill, you had said that you wanted to do that concealer episode. And I was like, I don't know, man. It's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Like it's very niche. And lo and behold, right when that episode dropped, it was like every brand was coming out with a concealer.
By the way, I've called in the Kylie concealer, the new one that's dropping. Yeah. So probably on the episode where I'm the star of the show, you'll hear about a bit about that. But
amazing.
And I just really am a fan of breaking down one singular topic. I think our audience are just as big a nerds as we are. And there's so many questions around one topic. So
well, the
great.
Timing was perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know about a concealer I think is just could be the best one I've ever used.
Incredible.
And so if that's the case, you can go back and listen to that episode and figure out how to apply it the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I will say to everyone, there's one item missing on this table in front of me right now, and that's you don't have a coffee. I think you need to tell people about the coffee journey you've been on.
Oh, right. Coffee Carlene. Yes. Well, so I took on the moniker Coffee Carlene when I was in Europe, because as you do when you're in Europe, you first of all, half the places cannot make a proper cup of tea.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a tea girl at heart. I drink my English breakfast or my orange pico every morning like it's coffee. But when I was there, I was like stuck a lot of times. So I just started drinking the coffee and the coffee's so good there, you know, latte, cappuccino, whatever. And the dairy doesn't bother your stomach as much.
Right.
So it's like I was, you know,
living
lashing out on lattes and I was loving it. And I was like, wow, I'm really awake. Like this whole thing about
it works.
Being tired in the afternoon, it was like, no. And I think because I'm on Lexapro, it's like the perfect combination.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't getting too anxious and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when we were in LA,
I came to a screeching halt. I'll tell everybody. Spoiler alert.
Tommy didn't like the LA coffee.
No, but me, on the other hand, I was like living for it. It's so good. And you can have like a million different kinds of milk if you want and like MCT oil in your coffee, whatever you want. And you were like, I don't know if it was dinner last night. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure it was like your second coffee of the day that did you in.
Feels so good. So anyway, Coffee Carlene has left us.
She had about a 4-week run and that was good.
Yeah, it was interesting though. I was very productive.
Oh,
I called in about a million products and I'm ready to rock this shit.
All right. So we're doing it. All right. I'm so excited for everyone to hear Carlene's picks. What Carlene is thinking is damn good this fall. You know, we've got everything that she's going to mention. We're recapping it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. So if you're walking or running or driving, not to worry. We will share everything there and pictures of the stuff as well on our social media, which is always, you can find us at Breaking Beauty Podcast. Let's do this. jumping in to share a word in partnership with Ritual. So you know that editors, we're a tough crowd to please. And that's why my ears perked right up when I first learned about Ritual, because their tagline is actually made for skeptics by skeptics. Say more. Ever since I started taking Ritual's Essential for Women 18 plus, I've been hooked. I mean, it's a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus, and it has high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable form. So you know it's getting right to work. And what's cool is that the team at Ritual researched the main 9 vitamins that women regularly need, but we're often lacking in our diets. So with your daily dose, you're getting folate, omega-3, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, iron, vitamin K2, boron, vitamin E, and magnesium. And for me personally, I'm usually chronically low in vitamin D and iron, so I am loving this daily boost. So I take 2 capsules every morning, and what you'll notice right away.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is the mint flavor. You don't get that aftertaste common with some other omega-3s out there. They're also vegan friendly, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. Plus, I don't need to clutter my countertop with a million bottles. The all-in-one multivitamin, it's just so convenient. So good news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. And Ritual is offering our listeners 30% off during your first month. So visit ritual.com/breakingbeauty to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. Once again, ritual.com/breakingbeauty. We'll link to that offer on our website and in our show notes. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. I'm so excited to announce that Good Instincts is going from bite-sized episodes to a whole damn meal. If you found it challenging to eat thoughtfully or take good care while juggling a busy schedule, then this show is for you. Instead of aiming to simply eat healthier, we'll focus on tips and mindset shifts that streamline the process, because balance is key, and the less complicated, the better. Join me every Thursday for the same thoughtful support to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
So first product is concealer. Let's just start there. This is the House Labs Triclone Skin Tech Concealer. It's $32 US, $43 in Canada. Comes in 31 shades.
Okay. House Labs is the Lady Gaga line, everyone, that was revamped.
That's it. And it comes in like a fairly typical, looks like a lip gloss tube, you know, for those of you who can't see what I'm talking about. Looks kind of like a lip gloss. It's got that doe foot applicator, and it's kind of tight, like to get it in and out. The wipers,
the stopper
is what they would call it in a mascara world. So how I feel about this concealer is that the future of complexion products is here in terms of just the performance and how it lays down. So what the claims are is that it's long lasting, it's medium coverage, and it's going to hide imperfections, dark circles, blemishes, leaving you with a flawless canvas. And it kind of brightens and blurs, and it's non-comedogenic. What I found when I used it is that particularly under the eye area, I can't really explain it. It just instantly like melts away, except you are getting coverage.
So let's talk about the texture for a second. Yeah. Is it a gel-like texture? Is it a cream? What is it like?
It's a cream. It's a cream. And I just find when you apply it, it's like it's giving you that coverage, but it melts in. Like you can't see the seams of where you've started to apply it and where it ends. Do you know what I mean? And it also, you can buy separately this concealer brush.
Okay.
Which is, I did jot down the price for this. I think it's around 30 US and 40 Canadian. And when you buff it in with the brush. It's just the most beautiful. It kind of blends into like a powder. It mm-hmm. feels like it's like a setting powder effect.
It's self-setting, I would say.
Yeah, it's like self-setting. And what I think is the greatest about this
but
concealer.
But everybody, a concealer brush most people are picturing is like flat and smooth, really mm-hmm. small.
Right.
This is a giant fluffy brush. This is like the size of my thumb.
And it's angled
yeah.
as well. Just in going back to the performance, so first of all, I loved it instantly when I put it on. And I applied it to the red areas of my face, my chin, my T-zone. And at first I was using it with like thinner bodied foundation because I really I was like, I don't need as much foundation.
Right.
So I was using it with like the Chanel, you know, Le Tint, the water tint that we often talk about. And I loved that combination because I could feel like I wasn't really wearing foundation, but I was covering what I needed to cover. But the real performance test was when I wore it to Create and Cultivate. And what I found is that it just really lasted and it did not settle into my fine lines. I think that's the biggest issue that those of us of a certain age yeah. have mm-hmm. is that it settles into fine lines and it doesn't. So to pass that test, I think, is quite incredible. So that's what I love about it the most. Now, it is medium coverage. So if you have a big zit like I do today,
mm-hmm.
this is my itty bitty zitty committee on my chin. You know, it's not full coverage. So you're probably going to need to do a little bit extra. But yeah, I love it. And people are going crazy over this concealer on TikTok and saying like it's the best concealer ever. And I have to say, I kind of agree. Like I remember that I started testing like the NARS one after we did that concealer episode. Everybody loves that creamy one. And I was just like, it doesn't even hold a candle.
Mm-hmm. I think it's different. I think it's much different. It's really if you have a lot of dark shadowing, that radiant creamy concealer, it's like you pop off, I find, and more coverage than this one would be.
Maybe, but I just didn't personally like it as much. And mm-hmm. I guess the last thing I should say is like a really fun test, and I'll show this on our TikTok, is I put it over my one hyperpigmentation spot on my cheek
mm-hmm.
and buffed it in with the brush. And the way that it just conceals and blurs mm-hmm. is incredible.
Yeah.
Like I have not seen that with any other right. concealer that I've used right. at all.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else has got you excited?
Okay, the other thing complexion-wise, which was a complete game changer for me, is this Easy Bake and Snatch by Huda Beauty.
Okay.
This is a setting, it's a pressed brightening and setting powder.
Yeah.
It's $38 US and $52 in Canada. Quite a difference, unfortunately. There are 8 shades. The one I'm using is called Cupcake. And this product is, they launched it just here in September, so it's their 10-year anniversary. And back in 2018, they first launched their Easy Bake product,
right.
which was a loose setting powder.
Mm-hmm.
I personally never tried it, but people apparently
loved that product. It's amazing. And the pink one was amazing.
Like, this pressed powder is meant to be an easier version of the Easy Bake. So baking, listen, that is not for me. That's not something that I'm going to do. The whole idea of baking
uh-huh.
your setting powder kind of a thing. But this one is so easy. I am hooked. My favorite way to use it is after I've applied all my makeup, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like today I was using an eyeshadow palette and I just use it under my eyes. I don't have a mirror. But so by the way, it is a compact. If I didn't explain that, you lift it up and there's a little tiny pretty flat mm-hmm. silicone sponge underneath. That's the applicator sponge. So you don't mm-hmm. need to have a big brush. You can carry this around with you. And it's shaped like a teardrop. So I love to use that the corner of the teardrop to get into my inner corner. And then I just carry it up toward the end of my eyebrow and it cleans up and snatches my makeup. You know, I'm not a professional makeup artist. And so when I'm using the eyeshadow palette, I just found like not only is it setting my concealer and making my makeup last, it really does snatch because
yeah.
my eye makeup instantly looks so much better.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And it really lasts all day. Again, this was tested at Create and Cultivate and I didn't have any creasing. I didn't have the oil going crazy in my T-zone, even though I was under all those hot lights and everything. It really does have that all day wear. And it's all about speed baking. Other things to know, 8-hour wear, sweat humidity resistant. It's a natural matte finish, which I totally agree with, and it's medium coverage. This product will stay in my forever kit.
Amazing.
I don't like any other setting powders really because they all crease into my fine lines and this one doesn't. So
love it.
Yeah. That one is a must. Huda Beauty does it again.
She's the best.
Yes.
Now, she's been on our show, by the way. If you ever want to go back and listen, she has one of the most compelling stories. I believe she was on our show in late 2020 or early 2021. We will link to that in our blog post recap as well. So you don't have to go digging.
Yeah.
Too far.
Incredible. Incredible. That same kind of like skin technology. Mm-hmm. I don't know what is happening behind the scenes. Truly, you never have to put up with a cakey powder again. Mm-hmm. You really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving on. Danessa Myrick's Groundwork Defining Neutrals Palette for Eyes, Brows, Face, and Lips. $65 US, $88 in Canada. I'm going to open it for you.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. I love Danessa.
Yeah.
Well, I've often raved about her eye products. They're in our Hall of Fame. If you want a cream shadow, a cream product that does not crease, does not move, will stay on your face for less than $20. That is the one. And there's literally hundreds of colors.
Yeah.
She's
and
amazing.
Danessa's been on our show as well. She's a professional makeup artist, also has been behind the camera. So she likes to create makeup for the camera, which I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that Smashbox Davis Factor idea, but she's got more of a female gaze. And
she's an actual makeup artist.
And still creating. So honestly, standing ovation for this palette because it's really difficult to reinvent the wheel. And that's what Danessa is really going for here is like a, I don't want to say a 5-minute face, but like a full face in one palette.
Yeah.
And that's really tricky to do. And if you think about what we've had in the past, let's say like Charlotte Tilbury 5-minute face palette. Or some of the ones from Hourglass. But it's like you've got a bronzer, you've got a cheek color, you've got an eyeshadow palette all in one. Okay, that is nothing compared to what Danessa is attempting with this palette. So what we're looking at, guys, is there are 10 shades in here in total. It's all neutrals. And there are two textures for every tone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of them is this creamy pomade, and the other one is a powder that they call the Shape and Fix powder. So there are multiple ways to use these products. I did watch a video. I don't recommend that you try it without watching a video. So, again, we'll talk about this in a
Why,
second.
Though?
But
why?
Because how are you going to use this? It's for your whole face, and you're looking at all these neutral tones. Like, there's no obvious pink blush in here.
Right.
There's nothing obvious about it because it looks like it's all for eyes because you've got creams, sort of putty grays, beiges, terracotta, brown, and then black. Mm-hmm. That's what you're looking at.
Right. And what's the finish on the powders? They're all matte.
It's completely matte.
Yeah.
Mattes are back, baby.
Even the creams.
Even the creams. Yeah. There is no shimmer in here whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to watch a video. Started out by using this lightest cream color, on the face. So you're going to use like a brush. And I was doing the sort of highlighting, even though it's,
stroke
brightening.
Kind of
more like a brightening.
Yeah.
And then you use this shade is chiseled. I was using to contour. And what I really like about this chisel shade is, again, remember we talked about the cool shades to contour versus just trying to use a bronzer or some contours that are too warm, frankly, to contour. So I really like that you could contour your whole face with this.
Uh-huh.
And then as a blush, I use this orangey color, Core, I believe it's called, which is a really pretty blush. I'm wearing it now.
It's like an apricot-y verging on pumpkin color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah, PSL season.
Okay, so the whole idea here is that you can sculpt with the pomades and then with the shadow, you can shape and you can use it as a final touch to fix.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the idea with everything that you do. So I did that on the eyes as well. I used I used the lightest shade all over. I used the pomade as a liner. I set it with the finish. Okay, so you get the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is really fun and there's a lot of experimenting left for me to do with this palette. One of my favorite parts of this palette is using the dark brown shade as a pomade on my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoyed that. And I also used that pumpkin spice latte shade for my lips, mm-hmm. which I'm wearing today. Mm-hmm. And I posted something yesterday and one of my friends popped in, was like, what are you wearing on your lips? I love it. So this palette in general, I think, has a lot going for it, but it is a learning curve. And it's not going to be the perfect palette for everyone. The idea behind it is to create a soft matte look. And if you watch the videos by Danessa Myricks, I do think you can achieve that if you just put a little bit of work into it. I think what's great about this palette is it brings the fun back and the learning back to makeup, which is where I'm at. And I think is also a direction where the industry is at. We just talked to Katie Jane Hughes and had her on our show. Really recommend you listen to that one. She's putting out products where you need to customize these products yourself for the look that you want.
It's a deconstructed highlighter.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's all about education first.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Danessa Myricks right now is doing this Get Ready With Me tour across Sephora's across the U.S. And I think this is why, because she knows people are going to need to learn a little before they love a lot. This episode is brought to you in part by Way. So, minor update, everyone. My hair that was in serious SOS mode is finally getting much more healthy for real. And here's a little scoop. We're actually planning a whole episode on where to splurge and where to save when it comes to hair products and tools a little later this fall. So more on that to come. And in the meantime, here's a big heads up. Way helps you find your way back to healthier hair with products specially formulated for all hair types and needs. Yes, even yours. So for my own damaged hair, one key component that I've found really helpful is hair oil. Way's best-selling hair oil is super easy to layer into your routine. For me, it's the final touch for healthy-looking hair before I'm headed out the door to my beauty events. I really like that it does double duty. So if I apply it dry, it's smoothing any frizz. It gives me that glossier finish. And I like that it absorbs quickly. It doesn't feel like it's weighing down my finer hair. Or you can apply it on wet hair, which I've been trying lately instead of my usual detangling spray. And when I use it like that, it actually protects my hair from heat damage while sealing in my split ends. And yet I don't get greasy roots, which is so important to me because I really try to only wash my hair a couple of times a week. And if you like a little scent to your hair oil, this one smells like notes of violet, gardenia, ylang ylang, and white musk. You know, the way always smells amazing. And we have a promo code for anything you need to re-up on that is Way. Whatever your hair type, there's even a quiz if you're not sure where to start. Get your fast fix for healthy looking hair. Go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website under episode recaps. That's theouai.com, code BEAUTY15.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So this next palette, this is the Patrick Ta Major Dimensions 3 Major Matte Eyeshadow Palette, $70 US, $95 in Canada. I'm not holding it up right now because I had a mishap with it this morning.
Oh, dear.
It's a hot mess right now. But I have to tell you that, A, I still used it and loved it. Uh-huh. And B, I actually don't blame the palette, okay?
Yep.
Because what happened was, basically, it's hard to explain, but this one corner was of the palette. This is like a regular size palette, like pretty big, right? And one corner of the metal was sticking up and it was caught on the top of it. So I couldn't open the palette and I had to force it open. And when I forced it open, I did break some of the shades in the palette. But the reason I'm still talking about it today is because I don't think that this is like, there's nothing wrong with these shadows. I don't think that people are going to have them, buy them, and they're going to crumble all over. It was like a mechanical thing where I could not get it open. And I was like, I have to get this open. And I really forced it.
Okay.
So I don't think, asterisk, that this is going to be a problem for people, but that's an asterisk. Okay. Having said that, I put it on and what?
12 shades. Yeah.
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 That's right. Jill's doing the counting for me. There are 12 shades. These are all neutral tones, a mix of warm and cool tones. And what's really cool about this is, first of all, the shades are gorgeous. We've got those pumpkin lattes. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, chocolate brown. We've got the perfect putties, creams, and getting into blacks. And what's amazing about this palette, first of all, is just the richness of the shades. Like, I put this on and it really is like apples and oranges compared to the Danessa Myrix. It's like exactly what you see in the pan is you put it on and boom, that's the color. Absolutely beautiful. I also tried another palette that's got a lot of hype around it, which I'm not going to name names, but I did not like it.
Name the name.
So much.
That's why we're here.
Fallout.
Name the name.
Okay. It was the Kosas new eyeshadow palette.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I looked at the reviews for that too. Even the verified unpaid ones, and people supposedly love it. For me, I did one swipe, instant fallout all over my cheek. I was like, bye girl.
Yeah. Well, this is the difference between having palettes that are created by real makeup artists.
I know.
Versus no shade to Kosas, but she's not a makeup artist. So I know.
Except Hourglass blows that theory out of the water. But absolutely. This palette is absolutely, you can tell, created by a makeup artist. These eyeshadows are incredible. And the other thing I just want to point out is that these two shades on the end are also creams.
Yeah.
There's the black and the dark brown.
And what's smart about this packaging is actually he's put like a little window, like a little hinged clear window over the two creams. So your thumbnail doesn't get stuck in the creams and wreck them when you're opening it up.
Exactly. And it doesn't get mushed and spread all over. So, but what I love, so I was just using those as liners, right? As you would think. But actually, when I read about it after, it says that you can use those as a base and add the shades over top for more richness, which I thought was quite amazing because they are quite dark. So I wouldn't have imagined. Anyway, you can get very intense looks clearly with this palette. This is a beautiful, I think for a lot of people, this is going to be the perfect matte neutrals palette. And the funny thing is, this is version 3. Version 1 had like a mix of mattes and shimmers. I'm not a big shimmer girl. Version 2 was a lot of like reddish pinks. I'm not a big pink girl. To me, this palette is like the best one.
Yeah. Well, it's taking that whole idea with the creams that he has in here, because he has the Major Sculpt bronzers. He has the Major Sculpt blushes, which is the palette of same color, two textures. And that's all about layering and getting this very monochromatic, but very cool, elevated look. And so he's doing that here as well, I can see.
Exactly. So this is what I'm talking about, these 2.0 palettes. And I would love to see more of this, like that idea of like a foundation and a setting powder that actually complement each other in a palette, or like that kind of taking the guesswork out, I think is really smart, especially after the palette fatigue. We need to have something more. And that's what I'm seeing in this palette direction. Very cool.
All right. Palettes for days. What else is happening?
Okay. Jill, please don't laugh at the condition of my next favorite product.
Okay.
This is so f***ing good. It's the
#damn good.
It's the Rare Beauty Brow Harmony Flexible Lifting and Laminating Eyebrow Gel. $17 US, $23 in Canada. Ta-da!
Yep.
No comment, Jill?
I'm not surprised at this point. We've got a broken palate.
I know.
Your AirPods are chewed to death. This is a victim of your dog, I'm guessing.
Yes, I witnessed a fender bender on the way here. It's like, listen, this is just my life.
She needs a coffee.
So this is chewed to death. You guys can't see it, but my dog got to it and he loves this brow product. So what is it? It's a universal clear waterproof brow gel that shapes, lifts, and sets hairs in place. Flexible hold, not sticky, not crunchy. Those are the claims, okay? This is not a new concept. We have seen brow gels since the Glossier days, since the Maybelline days, like since when I was a kid, we used clear gels on our eyebrows. The difference with this one, honestly, is the staying power. And I know they all have that claim. This one lives up to it. And I can actually do it further so that they're standing straight up and it will stay there all day.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I took a picture of myself at 10 o'clock at night and I had applied my makeup at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And my eyebrows were in the exact same position, standing at attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is unusual for me, even with like the NYX one.
Mm-hmm.
They eventually just start to fall. That's gravity.
Mm-hmm.
What I did today, because I've said this to you before, the thing with brow gels, as you get older, you start getting these stray hairs where one is like really long or two is really long. So like if I do that look, which a lot of younger girls do, and their brows look like they're laminated, I look ridiculous unless I trim them and I do a whole grooming thing. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is just take the tip of the mascara wand and you just like
brow wand. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But it looks like a mascara wand.
Mini one.
And you just kind of like scrape the top to just push them down and you can really control it. So it's like they're up, but they're not unruly. Like I can control it to kind of push it back down. That's what I did today. So it's like not as extreme of a look, but I can still tell that they're standing up. But what I don't agree with is that it's going to be super lightweight and like not feel stiff. I mean, if I touch it, I can
feel
it.
There's product in your brow.
Like that's, you know, it's like why Selena loves it on the website. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get crunchy or stiff. Well, it does, but it doesn't look crunchier stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a plus.
Yeah.
That is a win.
Now, how are you taking it off?
Just washing it off regular.
Okay.
You know, the oil and then the, you know.
So you're double cleansing.
Yeah. Double cleansing.
Yeah.
I've been double cleansing anyway because the mascara I'm going to talk about, the palettes, the all of it, and it just comes right off. But this product, I think it sold out like before it even hit the market. But hopefully it'll be back by the time this episode airs. It is. Honestly, again, passed the create and cultivate test. Wore it all day. Loved it. All right. And then the final product that I'm wearing on my eyes today, Jill, we've got a new mascara in the Hizzy.
Love it.
It's
love it.
Benefit Fan Fest.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. It's black and it's got pink writing and I'm going to open it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a regular, slightly curved wand. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Wire bristle brush.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And it's $28 US and $38 in Canada. So this is a high drama mascara. The idea with it, I think they've latched onto that word fanning out. You know, I often would describe like, I love mascaras that give you that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Does it do that? I don't know that that's exactly how I would describe it, but it is high drama. It gives you a lot of volume and lift. And the way that I know this or can sort of attest to this is that I wore this mascara and tested it at TIFF, Toronto International Film Festival. And I know, Jill, you saw on my Instagram, I was very privileged. I got to take my daughter.
So sweet.
And we went to see the Sylvester Stallone documentary called Sly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there because it was documentary. I guess he could be there. And producer, etc. But because so many people were not at the International Film Festival this year, they actually invited us, the media, to go on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
That was an incredible experience. So myself and my daughter, who had no idea that this was coming, we got to walk the red carpet. And the fans, the public, they were very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously had been coached beforehand.
Yeah.
So they were like cheering at us. And I think seeing my daughter on the red carpet as well was like, who could not be kind to us?
Yeah.
And she's a huge Rocky fan. Huge. Literally, she is eating like a bodybuilder right now because of Rocky, the Rocky series that she watched. And it's like goals. She wants to do boxing. So she wore like one red and one blue Nike Jordan on the red carpet with like a little black body hugging dress. She looked so good. Anyway.
She's 13, everyone, just so you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So running shoes on the red carpet are a yes. And George Pimentel, the photographer who I used to work with way back in the day in the Flair magazine days, he's usually like the resident shooter on the red carpet. So he shot us on the red carpet.
So great.
And such a treasured moment. Thank you, L'Oreal Paris. They were the sponsor. And what I noticed is that although Ines and I were both wearing mascara, my mascara really popped.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looked like kind of like I had faux lashes mm-hmm. on.
Okay. You and mean I'm in not, the photo?
In the photo.
I see.
That George Pimentel took.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is actually kind of red carpet approved, literally by me. So that was kind of a fun moment. And the other thing I can say is it absolutely does not smudge.
Okay.
No transfer
right.
on my upper lids. No smudging under. Incredible for that. What I will say is that it is not lightweight. They say it's weightless. No, it's not. Like I can see in my periphery.
Yeah.
The heaviness of the mascara mm-hmm. sitting on my lashes.
Right.
And some people like that. So this is for people who don't mind a chunky mascara
because
mm-hmm. you know that that's what's giving you that volume.
Yeah. And also probably not really for people who have really straight lashes. I know that a lot of Asian women, they are talking often about how stick straight their lashes mm-hmm. are and that their lashes almost like droop when a mascara is like
too
that.
Heavy. Yeah.
So I think maybe you got to get your a few extra pumps of your like eyelash curler going
yes.
if you're going to wear that because you don't really, your lashes, I think, have a really nice, like they're curved.
Yeah,
I didn't
curl them, but I was actually looking for my curler this morning. Huh. I wanted to see
right.
the difference in the look. I do think that's a great tip. I mm-hmm. would use a lash curler first.
Cool.
But I also think it's like, this is one for people. Some people like a chunkier mascara. Like they don't mind that. And so this is for you. This is for the glam moments, not an everyday mascara, but yeah, I can attest. So that's
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Did you see anything cool from L'Oreal while you were there? Just like in the lounge or anything?
No, you know what? They actually, interestingly, wow, you really opened the door to this one. But they decided not to focus on product this year.
Uh-huh.
And instead, they did a pop-up experience, which I did not actually go to, but I heard them talk about it. And it was, I forget exactly what it was called, but it was called something like Stand Up Against the Streets or something, something like that. And the whole purpose of it was to educate people, particularly women, about how to face harassment in the streets
yeah.
that they experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was immersive, like you put on headphones or something
mm-hmm.
and they were sort of educated. It was a mini training session right. on how to deal with multiple different scenarios where anything from being catcalled mm-hmm. to somebody
following you on the street,
you,
yeah.
following you, yeah. all of that. And it gave you this mini training on what to do in those scenarios. And apparently their goal was to have, I think, 10,000 people do the training.
Yeah.
And I was there actually, it was the closing night of TIFF and they had over, I think it was 20 or 30,000. They far surpassed their goal.
Yeah, that's great.
Amazing.
I've heard them talk about that before.
Yeah.
And I do think it's like fascinating that they're kind of, you know, using, they're just,
yeah,
they're part, I believe it's an organization that they partner
yeah.
with. Yeah. And they are getting that message out there, which is just like, and it's amazing that it also coincided with you seeing Sly Stallone. Right?
Yeah, with my daughter mm-hmm. who's like ready to kick some serious ass.
This next show partner, Rocket Money, is all about saving us cold, hard cash, and I'm here for it. Y'all know that I am a bona fide reality TV junkie. I actually have an app that allows me to binge reality shows from all over the world, and the only challenge is that I signed up for this streaming app multiple times over the years using different emails, different credit cards, and frankly, I lost track of the fact that I was paying for it multiple times over, and it actually took me months to realize that I was doing so. Oopsie. Enter Rocket Money. I think this is genius because Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. According to Rocket Money, the average person has 12 paid subscriptions going at any given time, and usually they only remember signing up for about half of those. And most people think that they're spending around $80 a month on subscriptions when it turns out that they're spending closer to $200. That is so me. I mean, my girl math be mathin' at all times. So we have a special offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners who maybe want to get a little bit more control of their budget and where they're spending their money. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/beauty. That's rocketmoney.com/beauty. Once again, rocketmoney.com/beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, I need to talk about lips.
Yeah.
This season, again, speaking about those trends coming true, it's all about lip plumpers. It is all about lip plumpers. All imitating that idea of lip injections, right? Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of people who don't want to get it done. They don't want anything injected or don't have the money.
They're looking for an alternative.
Exactly. And so lip plumpers are it right now. Mm-hmm. So many of them came out. Dr. Dennis Gross,
Inky List.
Oh my God, what was the other one that I tried? Oh, Peter Thomas Roth. I can't remember the other one. There were so many that I tried, but honestly.
Can I just say one thing before you dive in? Yeah. I had breakfast with Colette from the Inky List, mm-hmm. and she was the guinea pig for their lip plumper.
Okay.
Obviously, you're a skincare brand, so it's not going to probably be like as intense as the one you're about to talk about. But she said so many people were like in the comments basically slagging her off because they were like, you've altered this picture. You've altered this after picture.
Yeah.
She's been using it over time. But
yeah,
it was just like people were like, this is not real.
So that's interesting. I am actually wearing the Inky List one right now. And I didn't notice any difference. But I also didn't like take an instrument to measure it or anything like that. And I think that's the thing is that a lot of these lip plumpers right now are about having super hydrating and plumping ingredients mm-hmm. in them and not a lot of just like sting, which is, you know, we know
the
a lot
venom.
Of
remember Doo-Wop Venom?
Exactly. And it was all about that sting. It basically makes your lips swell temporarily. And that's what's going to give you some serious mm-hmm. plump. Now, I think in this generation of lip plumpers, what a lot of them are trying to do is both. They're going to give you that instant sting, but it's also got plumpers in it that's going to try to plump up your lips over time. In my opinion, again, I want to see something instant mm-hmm. when it comes to a lip plumper. So if I'm using that as my criteria, the one that came out on top, no doubt, is Polite Society Big Mouth Lip Plumping Oil Gloss. It's $27 in the US, and I don't believe they ship to Canada just yet.
They're at Ulta. This is Jared Blandino's line, right?
That's right. Former founder of Too Faced, Jared Blandino, now in his 2.0. This is his quote unquote clean beauty line, Polite Society. And of course, the infamous Too Faced
lip injection.
Lip injection. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved that. And so really what he sought to do with this product was go even harder, go even further mm-hmm. in on it. So this is the plumper here.
Like a lip gloss too.
Yeah, it looks just like a lip gloss. It's mm-hmm. it's an oil. I'm putting it on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's hilarious when you put it on. I'll never forget what he told us when he was on our show. And we'll link to that episode as well. You guys mm-hmm. can go back and listen. He's like, you're going to feel it, baby.
Yeah.
And he went into the lab and they were like, this is too much. Jared, stop. Like, this is ridiculous. Your lips feel like they're on fire. And he was like, no, I want more. I want more. And that is it. It's absolutely pushing it to the limit. It feels like somebody's crushed up like 1,000 of those cinnamon candies
uh-huh.
and put it into a lip gloss and put it on. It's quite something. And actually, you will feel it on your tongue a bit too.
Of course.
Which goes to show that you do swallow some of the
you ingest for sure
stuff that you put on your lips because mm-hmm. you will feel it on your tongue. Anyway, so I think this is really a fun product. If you want to really see results. I do think my lips look plumper. It's not for the faint of heart. And it says that right on the packaging. And mm-hmm. that's what I appreciate is that he comes out and says it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody can complain.
No.
He's telling you straight up. This is for the girl who wants big lips.
Yeah.
Any way possible. Okay, so that's it. That's my edit of Best of Fall. Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Are there any sneak peeks of... you don't have to mention any names, but like anything that immediately comes to mind.
The Kylie Concealer, that's en route. The Glossier Foundation, I'm trying. a couple of new fragrance innovations. I also have some major skincare that's okay. So new that it's not even on the shelf yet.
Love.
And I was like one of the first people in North America to try this. So it's pricey, but I've got you covered on the skincare, everybody. Don't worry.
Perfect.
Because I know our audience loves it. So we will be back next week. We have a pod swap with the amazing ladies from Lipstick on the Rim, our pod fam. And the following week, I'll be delivering my hashtag damn goods to y'all.
If you liked any of my picks and you want to try them, we list all of the products mentioned in today's episode on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com under episode recaps.
Love it. Okay, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and see you next week. We actually have two episodes next week on Wednesday and on Friday. So watch for that.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.